This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. This morning, the Milwaukee Common Council is scheduled to vote on a proposed ordinance that could affect protests at this July's Republican National Convention at the Fiserv Forum and other downtown locations. Yesterday, a council committee endorsed establishing regulations and a permit system for the use of city streets and public property during the RNC. The proposal says people have a First Amendment right to take part in peaceful assemblies and parades near the convention, subject to reasonable, content-neutral time, place, and manner restrictions designed to protect public safety and property. Public Works Committee Chairperson Robert Bauman says he knows parts of the proposal remain controversial and may trigger legal action.
And I do think we need to get something in place sooner rather than later. If groups have issues that they wish to seek legal review, I welcome it. I mean, I have no objection to that. But we got to pass this before a legal review is even appropriate.
The committee did agree to some changes after hearing from groups that want to hold protests. But Omar Flores of the Coalition to March on the RNC told the committee the location of the demonstrations is important.
We want to be within sight and sound of where they're going to be hosting the convention, not the security perimeter, which is sort of what was talked about before. The county park that they plan on using is actually, I think, a quarter mile away from where they'll be hosting the convention, so this does not meet within sight and sound.
In an email to WUWM last evening, Flores says where the marches can take place is still unclear, and so is whether the coalition will be given priority in the permitting process. Flores calls for more public input on the proposal and says if there are not more changes, the coalition anticipates going to court. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.